She said this ain't with 5 feet fast, poke it bare, put up in the backseat, mister, it ain't fair.
All I need in my life is Miss Ratchet.
Ratchet.
It took me a little bit of change for me to catch it. She dropped it down low, all the way to the floor, and I cannot lie, the f*** got swole. She brought it back up and I said, ooh, wee. Oh my God, keep blessing me.
She was ratchet, but she ratchet. Got me drinking on that drink, and you know I gotta have. She's beautiful, but yeah, she was ratchet, she ratchet. Got me pulling on that throat, and you know I gotta have. I said she's ratchet, but
she's ratchet.
But I gotta have it, gotta have it. Got me drinking on this drink, and you know I gotta.
Wow.
I gotta have it. She's gotta so ratchet,
baby. Oh, she's ratchet, but I gotta have it. Hey, welcome. Hey, this
you know,
is
haters gonna hate.
Monday Night Madness.
I don't know what
that
it
was
is,
Gina
but baby,
Jones
let me
this
tell you
one.
Something.
Haters gone.
Jealousy, envy. But I don't know
haters
what
haters gonna hate.
But just show us the world go round. They gonna hate on you. Even if you're doing good and don't do nothing.
Monday Night Madness.
So
Gina's
just gonna put it on wax for me.
But you say
yeah,
about
you heard me. Let go.
I just wanna go where the rain don't fall. I need to get away, yeah, from all of y'all. Them haters gon' hate me, no they gon' hate,
no they gon' hate.
But eventually, I ain't worried about them.
Worry about them.
Why they worry about me? I lost my job, nearly lost my home. My woman left me all alone. She took my children, and she even took my dog. But
in the end,
it didn't matter to y'all. Got on my knees and prayed to God.
Said I pray.
My friends all left me when my time got hard. Keep your circle nice and tight. Cause them very haters might have been with you last night. I just wanna go where the rain don't fall. I need to get away,
children,
from all of y'all. Them haters gon' hate you.
You know they gon' hate.
Nothing wrong.
Nothing
why they hating on me? When I lost my mama and my daddy too. When Muddy left me, I didn't know what to do.
What I'm gonna do?
I had a drinking problem. I even turned to drugs. When I needed someone,
oh yeah,
just to give me a hug.
See you down.
When you're going through things, they don't come around. But when you're on top,
they wanna wish you fall.
If I had an extra dime, I'd buy some business for y'all. I just wanna go where the rain don't fall. I need to get away,
baby.
I'm all of y'all. Them haters gon' hate me.
No, they gon' hate you.
But eventually, I ain't done nothing wrong to them. Why they hating on me?
I
just wanna go where the rain don't fall. I need to get away,
children,
from all of y'all. Them haters gon' hate you.
No, they gon' hate
you. Hey.
But eventually, I ain't done nothing wrong to me. Why they hating on me? I just wanna go on it.
That's Gina Jones, King of Trio Ride Blues. Hey, got one coming for you right now. Just before the show is begin to start, why not Ross.
I need a blessing.
Hey, welcome. This is Monday Night Madness.
I need a blessing.
I am WPN.
I need a blessing.
I see my man, D.A.
I need a blessing.
I need a blessing.
You hear my prayer.
Come on now.
You're the blessing.
Why not Ross?
You would never leave. So I'm standing here and I'm ready to receive.
Studio
I come to get my blessing that I heard about.
The buzz.
My grandmother talked about it.
Get
my blessing. Oh
hey.
Lord, get my blessing. They say the church doors never close. And why I'm on the porch and they know. They ask me why I'm outside, I'm coming in. I traveled from a long way to find a friend. They say they marched him to Calvary's cross. He gave his life that I wouldn't be lost. He traded all in for a world of sin. I'm just like the thief, please let me in. That I heard about. I even tried praying about it. Get my blessing. Oh Lord, get my blessing. Mm-hmm. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord. Can you hear me?
Blessing.
Oh.
This is Monday Night Madness.
I know you're listening.
With WB. And the Waymaker. All coming at you.
You hear my
kick back. Grab a glass.
Don't care about me.
Enjoy.
I was once told you would never leave. So I'm standing here and I'm ready to receive. I come to get my blessing that I heard about. My grandmother talked about it. Get my times I'm wrong, trying to get it right, get my blessing, oh Lord, get my blessing,
happening right now, kick back, grab a glass, and enjoy the next few hours. You're hanging out with me, WB, and DA, the Waymaker on Monday Night Madness. Hey guys, welcome and thank you so much for tuning in. Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yes
sir.
Sir.
Yes, sir. All right.
Ready for this. Ready for this.
Are you ready for this? Are you?
Man, I've been waiting. I can honestly say I've been waiting for this particular moment for about 2.5 years,
what?
Not knowing that we are ever get to this part, because the gentleman that we are holding the conversation with tonight is the gentleman that named me the Waymaker. And
whoa,
he also the one I started out on this journey with, Brother D. Sunders, the gentleman of soul. So it's an honor to me for us to interview him tonight or have a conversation with him, because me or him both did neither think that we was going to get this far, but we had the opportunity to be on the same air at the same time, and we have an opportunity for me to introduce him to the world, because that was the mission.
Isn't that something? Wow.
That was our mission.
That is absolutely amazing. So if I understand this correctly, the Waymaker, that's your moniker. I understand that. But the gentleman that we're about to showcase tonight is he named you the Waymaker.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And
he'll be able to tell you the reason why.
Well, we're going to ask him too, and welcome to the set. Our featured guest tonight is none other than Mr. D. Saunders. Okay? Dr. D, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm great. And you hanging out with the Waymaker down there, and both of you guys are in Mississippi. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
All right. And look, I'm telling you right now, I'm so excited about this opportunity because the Waymaker, came to me via one of my great, 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 great friends, Derek, the Change Man Smith. And that's how it all came about. He introduced me, to Bessie Stokes, Miss B, right? And Waymaker was supposed to come on. Okay. I'm going to tell the story. And Waymaker was supposed to be a guest on for about 15 minutes. This is a
you
true story.
You gotta tell me.
A true story. Okay.
Yeah, you ain't got to tell me.
Okay.
I've been trying to get him off my collar, off the stain, off my sleeve for that long too.
Well, good luck with that. Good luck.
It ain't gonna happen. It don't rub off.
And I tell you what though, we're laughing and joking, but you'll have to admit one of the greatest people that I've ever met, and I've only met this man for a short period of time. One thing I found out about him, he keeps his word. He's an honest man. If he said he's going to do something, he will do it. As a matter of fact, he's on top of it. And he helped me a great deal because he says, look, okay, we're going to have to get this thing further in advance. Like, in other words, don't post the artist on the day of. Let's get this out at least a week before. And that's called proper planning. And it makes a lot of sense to me. And he's introduced me to so many great, great people. I mean, Nigel Perkins. We talk about Ramon and Russ. Mika, love you, girl. She's always there. The King of the Trail Ride Blues. All right. Oh my goodness. You know who that is. None other than Jeter Jones. And then next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we're going to have, Do Right.
Absolutely.
We've had, Miss Connie Moe on. We've had Miss Aretta. What am I missing, Waymaker?
Oh man. God just keep blessing us with a whole lot of great artists.
And you guys,
if we miss their name, we sorry.
No, look at it. I tell you what, I hope they're listening. Then they can tell us if we missed them, let us know.
Okay. Oh, Mr. T.
Barry White. Oh, that's right. A huge shout out to, Cheryl, at Fresno Concerts. And they've got a gig coming up October the 7th. I'll give you more information about that. Hey, Cheryl, I hope you're listening in. Oh my goodness. We had Lady Coco, the boss. That's the boss lady, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Oh my goodness. But now, back to you, D. This is what we're going to do. Let's drop one of your jams, one I sampled earlier. And it's a pleasure meeting you because, there he is. Okay, D. Okay, you're back. Okay, D, let's do this.
Yeah, I start touching stuff. My bad. I start touching those.
Yeah. Leave it alone. Okay.
Fiddling, like mama said, fiddling with stuff.
Okay. Let's drop this. We're coming back. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you guys are tuned in and locked in on the buzz. It is the baddest on the planet. And wait.
Yes.
And this is where talent meets what, brother?
This is where talent meets the world. Where talent meets the world.
Fellas, I don't know what y'all talking about, but,
this band, yeah, well, yeah, hit it like it stole something.
Oh, man.
My girl came through the other day.
Come on now.
He sit down at this table. I need to tell you something. This is what she said.
Loving this, man.
You the best thing that's happened to me.
Come on now.
He's thunderous.
You treat me right. You give me everything.
said it all.
The gentleman with a toe in it. Y'all grab a glass. I got mine.
Welcome back. This is Monday Night Madness. Yours truly, WB and the Waymaker, and our special guest, Mr. D. Saunders. And D, you know as well as I do, this is the first time I heard this song was this afternoon. I said, oh yeah. And I picked it out a list. You have a whole library of songs. Look, hey, we're going to get back to more music, but we want to talk to you a little bit. Now, did you grow up, were you born and reared in Mississippi?
No, sir. Chesapeake, Virginia is where I hail from.
Chesapeake, Virginia. I happen to be in Virginia right now, as you know. Right here, I'm right in Richmond and grew up in Chesapeake. And then I migrated over to Southern California. And I understand from our brief conversation today that you went to school in California.
I did. I went to college in California, Merced, California. Then I transferred up to San Jose, California.
Yeah, Dionne Warwick wrote a song about that. On your way to San Jose, I believe, something of that nature.
That's what she said.
That's exactly right. Wow. When did you know that you wanted to do this? No, let's back up 1 second. When did you start singing?
Shit. Started in the church, of course. Yeah. My father was the organist for all of the choirs.
Okay.
And I tried not to sing. I didn't like to sing. You know, my dad was one of them dudes where he'd stop playing the song that you know is your song, and I try not to get eye contact with it. I try not to look at him. He stopped playing. I look down. But I knew that was my song, and I really didn't. I tried not to sing for a long time when I was coming in the sixth grade. When you have to choose whether you want to be in a band or the choir, I chose the band. because I had two older brothers that were in the choir. I'm the youngest of four. And, you know, I was always, I was probably in the ninth or tenth grade before I knew what my name was, because I was always little somebody. Little George, little Eugene, little Ed, little somebody, you know. And I had a brother that was, I was already behind a brother that played sports. And then I definitely didn't want to be behind another one, different one in music. So I just decided to get in the band. So I chose the band for the longest time.
You had to discover your identity. I understand.
I had to.
And so, but man, I'm going to save this until after his next song. Hey, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
Okay, what do you want to say to Z, or do you want to just go and drop this next one?
Just go on and drop the next one. We'll come back to him, because all his music is hot. So the world needs to hear his music.
Okay.
The world needs to hear it. The world needs to hear it.
And the world is hearing it right now.
Hey world,
this one is
Hey world,
cooking chitlin. Oh, I've never heard this before.
Oh yeah, that's
what?
I like that groove.
I like this already.
I treat this groove like,
come on, man.
Some cooking steaks, some cooking chicken. That right.
Come on.
These ain't gonna start getting funky till we start cooking chitlin.
I like this.
Grab your partner, get on the floor. Let's get on. Ha! Start cooking chitlins. Yeah.
Come on.
Start cooking chitlins. No. Say what? Start cooking chitlins.
I like that.
Let's cook some chitlins, y'all.
Monday Night Bangs.
Come on. Now that this groove's got you kicking. Oh, pull boy. Out your phone, go in. Take you a picture.
This thing is slamming.
These ain't gonna start getting funky till we start cooking chitlins. Come on. Grab your partner. Get come on the floor. Let's get on. Ha! Start cooking chitlins. Yeah.
Come on,
start cooking
work
chitlins.
It.
No. Say what? Start cooking chitlins.
Deep.
I like that.
Let's cook some chitlins, y'all. Hey. Come on.
Go ahead.
Monday Night Madness, y'all. Studio W.
The baddest on the planet.
We're telling me the world.
Hey. We already told them. But we'll tell them again.
Buckle up.
Grab your partner. Get on the floor. Let's get on. Ha! Start cooking chitlins.
Yeah. The gentleman of soul gonna take you for a ride.
No.
He's doing
say
that.
What? Start cooking chitlins.
I like that.
Let's cook some chitlins, y'all. Hey. Come on.
Brand new D-Songs. 2020. Yeah. I know it's different. But you know, we gotta let it do what it does.
Yeah, let it groove. Start cooking chitlins. No. Yeah, let it groove. Say what? Start cooking chitlins.
Bad boy.
Yeah, let it groove.
I like that.
Let's cook some chitlins, y'all. Chitlin.
I went on and rubbed down with some Big A again.
Yeah. I got a feeling.
Start cooking chitlins.
Those of you mature adults out there, you might want to put on your Ben Gay too. Because we're going to take you on a ride. Cooking chitlins. Man, that is a jam. Wow. Now.
Bad.
Now. Wow. Mr. D. Sanders. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I had you in the Southern Soul playlist. All right. But Waymaker knows what I'm about to say.
Oh man.
Yep. I had to put him into the Platinum Party Mix Hall of Fame. That one, I put it in there. I had to put it in there. Okay.
In the Hall of Fame?
In the Hall of Fame. The Platinum Party Mix. The WB 4.0 Platinum Party Mix Hall of Fame. So that's going into the rotation.
That means heavy rotation, dude.
That goes into the rotation. Man, oh man.
I'm about to get sentimental here. I got my ride here. You're about to make me sentimental.
D.
Yes, sir.
I got a question to ask you. So, do you intermingle stand-up along with your music?
Say that one more time. I didn't grasp what you asked.
Do you interject comedy into your music act as well, or you just... I mean, because you are funny. You're funny as hell.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just asking the question.
Some got to work. I ain't never been the most handsome guy, and I love women. So if I can't sing to them, I better joke with them. I better do something. If I can't sing to them, I better make them laugh.
See, I understand why you and Waymaker are your friends, because both of y'all are fools. Both of y'all.
If only you knew.
Hey, partner, my perception is really, really good. I got an idea. No, I don't know if I'm gonna hang with both of y'all or not. I might have to be one at a time. I don't know.
You better be ready if you do this.
All right. The only thing, okay, I'll be right back right after this. Oh, folks, losing control. We out of control. Definitely.
Oh yeah.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Monday Night Madness.
And look, that's why it's called Monday Night Madness. You hanging out with me, WP and DA, the district attorney, Waymaker. That's right, with Mr. D. Saunders.
Yes, sir.
If I was your man. Go ahead, man.
Pull back the chair, open up your door. Love you from now.
talking all this foolishness.
I'm about
Roy, I ain't mean to come in and get like this. Lord have mercy.
I'd have had too much to drink, and I'd have had too much to smoke. Now I'm up here in this party, cutting up, just doing the most. I'd have had too much to drink, and I'd have had too much to smoke. Now I'm up here in this party, cutting up, just doing the most. I didn't mean to get my head this tight. See, I just came in for a minute, cause me and my girl had this terrible fight. Now I'm up in this club, acting like a damn. I ain't making no excuses. And I'd have had too much to smoke.
Come on.
Now I'm up here in this party, cutting up, just doing the most. I'd have had too much to drink, and I'd have had too much to smoke. Now I'm up here in this party, cutting up, just doing the most. I didn't mean to spend this much money in here tonight. See, I was kind of angry when I came.
Last call for alcohol. Man, that ain't my last call. We gonna keep this going. Come on.
I'd have had too much to drink, and I'd have had too much to smoke. Now I'm up here in this party, cutting up, just doing the most. I'd have had too much to drink, and I'd have had too much to smoke. Now I'm up here in this party, cutting up, just doing the most.
With you, baby.
Okay. 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 Stop the presses. Drop the mic. Yep. You know that, Waymaker?
Yes.
Do I need to tell you what I just put that? That's right. Doing the most. Let me tell you. I walk into a club and that jam is playing. I'm dancing. Yeah. I'm dancing.
You gotta hit the floor.
Look, I don't care who's on the floor. It doesn't matter to me. It can just be just me. And I've done that before too. Shucks, man.
And it's okay. I love it like that because I got all the room.
That's right.
All the floor.
I don't want a crowded dance floor. I really don't. I mean, it's great when everybody's up jamming and stuff, but I need my space, man. Come on.
Absolutely.
Cause I got something to do. D Sanders. Hey, D.
Yo!
Man. Doing the most. Look. Dude. I just put that in the rotation, man. Good Lord. That jam. Okay. I'm gonna ask you this, then we're gonna go back a little bit. This song right here. Who wrote that?
Come on, man.
Well, I'm asking, as a journalist, you know, I think I need to ask this before the audience, not necessarily me. Even though I just met you about 5 hours ago. So I'm asking the question again. Will you please, don't be a politician. Answer the question.
I got 3 ink pens and 2 pencil sharpeners.
Okay.
I wrote it. I wrote that.
I know you did.
That is my own composition, sir.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Oh, I've got a question on the board here. Hey, they want to know, because I don't. Do you guys know the Low Rider Band? Howard Scott, Harold Brown, and Lee Oscar? Oh, yeah, well, Lee Oscar, yeah.
Yeah, Lee Oscar, that's the harmonica player from War.
For War, absolutely. I mean, after reading this, I'm saying, women, hold it. I already know what this is. Yeah, Devo. Yep, OGs, they're true OGs.
Yes.
The world is a ghetto. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Hey, Devo, thank you so much for tuning in. Melodic, P. Shan. George Harris, my great friend. I just talked to you not too long ago. Thank you so much for listening. Beverly Haynes, Seven Up, she's always there. Kim Rogers, hey girl, how you doing? And so many others. And we've been having a blast. Not only did he not leave after 15 minutes, we're on two shows together. We got to do a background check because this guy, he's slick. How in the hell you going to come on for 15 minutes and then come on and then have two shows?
Two shows. Thank you, G.
Bro, I came over his house and sat under a tree. After sitting under that tree, I don't know if I was being interrogated, applying for a job.
Right, right.
I don't know what happened.
You know what? I just thought about something. Do you think that he might be undercover FBI?
No, I can vouch for that.
Okay, good.
I can vouch for that.
That ain't him.
Look, that ain't him.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Hey, guess what? Hey, D, you're pretty smooth because we turned this thing around from you to talking about Waymaker. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the one you got to watch. But you know, D, I forgot about D. That is where we started at my place, up on the tree. That's right.
On the tree.
Man.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a tradition that men talk to men up under the tree when you're dealing with business.
That's what you're telling me.
And
we're going to delve. We've got to delve more into that too, because, DA, you know, I love talking to him. As a matter of fact, I don't think since that 15 minutes 2 months ago, it hasn't been a day that I haven't missed talking to him. Right?
Yes.
And we're planning and the whole idea about what we do. We want to bring our music, your music, to the world. And so we have also our show on Wednesday nights. Wow. D? Okay. Hey, Waymaker?
Yes.
D has my half of the vote. We've got to bring him on Cultural Excellence on Wednesdays. That is the coup de grace. That is the show that showcases all of our coveted and appreciated artists.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, you know, he gets my other hand, you know, without even saying. That's D. Sonnen, the gentleman of soul. Let's do it. Let's bring him to Wednesday night.
And folks, this is how the Congress and Senate should do it. You put a vote on the floor that you know you're going to win.
I agree. And if Wednesday night is the show where you got, cause y'all said a bunch of adjectives, a bunch of words with two and three syllables.
That's
so
right.
I really feel like I should be on the show with the two and three syllable artists.
This is called Wake Up Call.
Here we go.
Got you right.
Huh?
Ron G Productions, y'all.
D. Sunburns. Monday Night Madness. You're a bad man.
We're telling me the world.
Hey! It's 4:30 in the morning. Man, this is real good. I'm already up. Ooh. I've heard this before. I tap you on the shoulder and girl, you know what's up. Man, this is really good, bro.
There must be some of that wake up call.
Hey, look. Waymaker, you know what I'm about to do, don't you?
You did.
I just did. Right, man, that's girl, so good. I'll be your wake up call. Right
and early at the start of your day. Nothing but a party, y'all. Nothing but a party.
Had no idea I would meet him. I've heard this before. I like this dance. Wake up call.
That's the one that we've been pushing, so I'm not surprised you have it.
Man. Let me introduce to the world,
yes.
Mr. D. Saunders, right here on The Buzz, Monday Night Madness, with WB and none other than D.A., the District Attorney, Waymaker, right here. And Mr. Saunders, sir, I have to call you Mr. Saunders. That song there, I've heard that two or three times before, and I always loved it. And wow. Wow. Yes, sir. Wake up call. I'm not going to ask you to tell us who wrote that. I want you to tell the audience who wrote it.
That also was written by Daryl Saunders, better known as D. Saunders, also known as the Gentleman of Soul.
You see where I got around that one? And yeah, Boymaker, not only, yes, now, I've got three lists that are my top three lists.
Okay.
Number one is the Platinum Party 4.0.
Okay.
Okay, that's the rotation. But right. Then I also have a favorite or like songs list.
Okay.
So Mr. D. Saunders is in all three.
Wow.
Man, I really appreciate your music, my friend. Wow. Thank you so much. You know, Waymaker and I, when we have our shows, we want to make them fun, entertaining, laughter, background, and I find that the audience, they really appreciate when they know a little bit more about the artist that they didn't know before. Like, where did you come from? When did you start singing? When did you realize, now, you told us before, my memory is still great here. You told us before that you avoided singing. When did you make the decision that, okay, look, I've got a talent, I'm going to do this?
Well, let me be real honest. After going to college, I went into the military. I went into the Air Force.
Okay.
And I got married prior to going in the Air Force. And I was a very poor airman at the time. And they had a talent show, and the prize was, remember those big laser disc? They had those big laser disc and a TV for a prize. and my now ex-wife, the wife at the time, went and signed me up for it. And I didn't know it.
Oh.
She signed me up. You know, when you brought back a memory, I'm going to get my, she still got my laser disc in my teeth. My laser. If you looking, girl, get my laser disc. Anyway. So,
oh my God.
Anyway, okay. she signed me up for that, and I won the talent show, and then I started doing music in the military, and, you know, I traveled. They allowed me to be in talent shows, and I got to travel around just doing music. Actually, I did more music than my actual job in the military.
That is great. You know, Jeter Jones, the King of Trail Ride Blues, he was on, and he started his, correct me if I'm wrong, Waymaker, in the military. That's when he released some of his original music.
Really?
Yeah, in the military. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Man, see, this is the wonderful thing. D, this is the wonderful thing about this broadcast and what Waymaker and I do. We don't want to just bring you on, ask you, just some dumb questions. Okay. All right. People say, there's no such thing as a dumb question. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Okay, so let's forget about that. But we want to find out, you know, and the audience really enjoy knowing a little bit about the artist that they're going to follow, right? And so at what age was that?
That was early 20s.
Early 20s. Okay, that's cool.
I was in my early 20s.
That's all right. That's all right.
I mean, it wasn't that long ago. That early 20s, like maybe.
You were in your early 20s, and
yeah, about 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, I understand. I hear you loud and clear. Okay, I'll let the audience judge. But anyway, let's get back. But the thing about it is, that was great that she did that. I mean, because
she just wanted a TV and a laser disc. That was what she wanted.
Well, she got it. Didn't she
wanted. She? Yeah, she got it. Okay. She still got it. She still got it.
You're not bitter behind that though.
No, I ain't better. If you're looking, girl, get my laser pistol.
Be right back after this.
Oh. What about that laser pistol?
What you want with me? D. Saunders.
Oh, if that's your man.
Go ahead, man.
What you want with me? Girl, I don't want no problems, girl. Just let me be. Oh, if that's your man.
Go ahead,
what D. you want with me? Girl, I don't want no problems, baby. Just let me be. Yeah. Told me you was lonely. And you needed somebody. Somebody's wife. Oh, if that's your man, what you want with me? I don't want no problems, baby. Just let me be. Girl, if that's your man, what you want with me? I don't want no problems, baby. Just let me be. How'd you get my number? And why do you keep
Jesus, my true son. The gentleman of souls.
He's a bad man. He's a bad man.
That's the only thing that we make a mess with. Bad and they
mean alone. Hey, Kim Rogers, you're right. So make sure she just threw up three fire emojis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And 7-Up, she's